You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Maxine Atong, author, coach, and organizational development practitioner. Maxine works with individuals and organizations as she fulfills her personal vision of enhancing the lives of the people with whom she makes contact. Maxine, certainly a privilege to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks a lot for having me.
You are more than welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours, of course. Now, first of all, what is your second book about?
This book is really about you, the manager, you, the team leader, you, the supervisor. If anybody has a range of emotions from maybe anger to despair about what to do with their employees in terms of how to get them to take responsibility for work, how to get them motivated on a daily basis, how to get them to be more creative and bring projects to the table, this book is definitely for you. So in my personal experience with leadership, it sometimes is a challenge to get people motivated. And even though I've read a lot of management books, a lot of things that I tried in those books, I needed to become another person. So I was looking for a way where I could be myself and still lead people to perform at their best. So from my coaching and facilitation background, I created what I call a safe space where employees could come into that safe space and really be allowed to make better decisions and ultimately operate at their optimal performance levels.
And how would this book be described or as different from your first book?
Well, my first book was a technical how-to book. It was about how to improve processes in the organization. It was really about doing something. And I refer to it as really my head book. So this book, Lead Your Team to Win, is by contrast my heart book, because it's really about what I'm passionate about, which is about people and seeing them succeed. It's also close to my heart because it suggests that to be a leader, we really just need to stay in awareness and to be more than just doing. So for me, this is really my heart book. Lead Your Team to Win is about creating the environment for leadership to happen, and more importantly, for fellowship to happen.
Tell us, what is a safe space?
The best way I could explain it is probably by giving you some scenarios. So scenario one, imagine you have a great idea. You're really excited about it, and you think it will solve a major problem in the organization. But you don't really have all the pieces together just yet. You'd like to bounce the idea off of someone and be sure that they will not steal your idea, and to be able to present that idea when you've sorted it out as your own. This is one thing that can happen in the safe space. Scenario two. There was a huge fight between you and a loved one this morning. You get to the office, and you have a pile of work in front of you, but you can't really focus on that work because you're still upset. Just imagine that you could go into a room with full support, where you could cry, you could rage, you could throw something, and then you could leave all that anger in that room, step out of it with your dignity intact, and go back and tackle your work. So these are two scenarios, and many others I have observed playing out in the safe space that we created at work. It is really a place where you can challenge your status quo, you can get assistance to think of a new idea, where you could be indulgent, say what's on your mind, and you know that you will not be judged. You will always leave your dignity intact. And it's really a way for us to be supported, to take risks, and to even fail so that ultimately we can succeed. I create this safe space because I really want to work with adults, and I really want people to encourage people to bring their best selves to work every day.
To Today we're joined by Maxine Atong, coach and organizational development practitioner and author of her second book, Lead Your Team to Win, Achieve Optimal Performance by Providing a Safe Space for Employees, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Maxine, what are the benefits or pitfalls of such a space?
Well, the benefits are definitely for me as a leader and for the team members. So I think for the team members, it's about being able to come to work every day and be treated as the adults that they are, being recognized for the choices they make in their personal life, that at home their mothers, fathers, daughters, sons, and that in their homes they make decisions, great decisions, that they, even though they may fail, they will get up and go again to keep their families going. So the benefits to the employees are that when they come to work, they're allowed to be themselves. They're allowed to be creative. They're allowed to be intelligent. And immediately what happens in the workplace is all the petty behaviors, any confusion, the mystery of work, all of that is removed because everybody knows what they're working for. They're working for their personal success. And their personal success means that the department or the team will also be successful. For me as a leader, it really frees me up to be more strategic on a daily basis, because the employees or the team members, they're taking care of all the operational issues. I don't have to look at it. They're self-directed. They take responsibility for what they do. They check in with me when they need to, and we make decisions together going forward. For the pitfalls would really be to implement the process. It takes a while because trust is a big issue. And some team members will resist. Even when they see that it works for other people, they will resist, and their resistance is really a reflection of their own levels of trust. So the pitfalls are really for the managers to be aware of what is happening with each individual on the team. That's the solution for the pitfalls.
Certainly appreciate your insight here on this topic. How can one get a copy of your book, and where can our listeners connect with you and get more information as well?
Well, the book is right now, it's available on Amazon.com. Over the next 2 weeks, it will be also available on Barnes & Noble. Right now, because it was just recently released, it's only the hard copies that are available. The Kindle and Nook versions will be out by the end of October. If you are interested in learning more about the concept, you could always send me an email at MaxineAtong.com. You can connect with me on Facebook at Atong Maxine Author.
Easy enough. Certainly appreciate that. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final word for the listener today?
My final words would be, if anybody out there wants to be a better leader, a better manager, or a better supervisor, you will be a better leader, manager, or supervisor. Set the intention. It doesn't matter what your personality is like. Set the intention to honor the creativity and intelligence of people on a daily basis. Once you set that intention, magic happens.
Maxine, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here once again here on Enterprise Radio. Have yourself a fantastic rest of the day.
I will. Thanks a lot, Eric. You enjoy the rest of your day as well.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Maxine Atong, coach and organizational development practitioner and author of her second book, Lead Your Team to Win, Achieve Optimal Performance by Providing a Safe Space for Employees. And once again, the website of reference is MaxineAtong.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.